Okay, so we're on Daf Chaf of tonight. Today's Daf is sponsored by Gavriel Aronoff in memory of his brother, Avram Avram Rafael ben Avram, Zichron Lebracha. Okay, the Nisham of his father, Avram Rafael ben Avram, Zichron Lebracha. Okay, so if you remember on the Mishnah that we did on Daf Chaf Dalet, going back 2 days, so the Mishnah said 15 lines from the top, it near the small Vav on Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph. This is on page 47. It says, I don't need Zakena Bashanaru Lelay, Lo Notlo Tuba Lo Shoto. According to the Tanakamra Mishnah, if a woman is an Iloni, an Iloni is a woman that doesn't develop, can't have children, who's Zakena, a woman who's menopausal, Bashanaru Lelay, Rashi learns she took some potion that, you know, blocks her fertility, or her Lo Tuba Lo Shoto. So they don't get, and then he goes through the whole process with them. So they don't get a ksuba and they don't drink the sota water. But, and it comes out to be Reb Lazar, back in Mishnah Chaftal and Manala, Reb Lazar Omer, Yechohu Yisait Yishakaret, with Frod Lirbot Heimena. So the idea is, if the woman is not a woman that he should be married to, they're not going to drink the sota water. So all these women can't give birth to children, so they're not, it's not appropriate shidduch for him. So she's not going to drink the sota water. But Reb Lazar says, look, he can take another wife. And so then he could be back with her. And so they do before and drink the water. Okay, so turn now to Chaf Hei Amud Beis, 25b, 2 lines from the top, page 50, 50. It says, Muber Chavei Rabbi Hulei, so Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Ravua. Rav Nachman says the name of Rabbi Bar Ravua, Machloket Ba'akaru Zkena. So he says the Machloket in our Mishnah is with an Akaru Zkena. So in the Mishnah, we didn't have actually a Akara. We had She'eni Yecholei Leid, but he seems to make it like an equivalence here. But the idea is that this machloket, whether she does or doesn't drink, if she's a woman who became barren, Rashi takes it that she went under like some injury or whatever, or as Kena, she was fertile, then she became infertile. Well, Ilonit, but Ilonit is a woman from the get-go, was never fertile, Divrei Kol Shotov Lo Nitalek Tuba. So according to Rav Nachman, everybody agrees. In other words, even though we had a machloket in the Mishnah, do they drink the water or not drink the water? According to Tanakam, they don't drink the water. According to Reb Lazar, they do. But when it comes to an Iloneid, everybody agrees that the Iloneid does not drink the water, according to Reb Nachman. Shneamar, this is on line 5 on page 50. Okay, he says, Shneamar, v'niktavet Ezra Azara. It says that as a result of drinking the water, she'll become fertile. Misha Darka Lahazria. So it's addressing itself to a woman who at one time, at least at one time, was fertile. Yes, Zushin Darka Lahazria. This one is totally mufka. This one is totally out of the parsha. And so according to Rav Nachman, everybody agrees that the Iloneid would never drink the water. That's the basic idea. So now the Gemara Meitri, we asked a question against this from the following Brice. It's a long Brice. And we only need one line of the Bryce, and the line we need is like 20 lines from now. So let us all be patient, and just remember that according to Rav Nachman, when it's an Iloneid, everybody agrees that she doesn't drink the soda water. So Meitrei, 3 lines from the bottom, Meitrei, Hamakani Larusa Tel Shmert Yavam Shalo, if a person, Kinoi means he gives the warning, he says, there's a Rusa, this we had in the Mishnah that we did on Shabbos, it was the first case of the Mishnah. If an Arus gives warning to his Arusa, or the Shmert Yavam Shalo, or it is Yivama, Imach lo kinsa nistra lo shotav lo telekuba. So if it's before, if it's before they consummate the marriage, and then she has the yichud, then she doesn't drink and she doesn't get the ksuba, which is what our Mishnah said. Our Chavav Manal of the top line. He says, Mu beret tavero, umi neket tavero, let's say it's, right. So, Muber Chavero, my neck of Chavero, a woman who, in other words, he had married, he had violated halacha, and you're not supposed to marry a woman who's pregnant. You're not supposed to marry, in other words, the first marriage was terminated. Either the first husband died or divorced her. But you're not supposed to marry a woman who's pregnant. You're not supposed to marry a woman who's nursing. You have to wait till the offspring is 24 months old. But they violated halacha. And then and then he gave her the warning, the kinui. So lo shotok lo not lo tuba de Remeir. So according to Remeir, they also don't drink because they're not appropriate to go back to have a shidduch. So somebody's not appropriate to go back to have a shidduch doesn't drink the water. According to Remeir, The mayor said a person should never marry a woman who's pregnant. A person should never marry a woman who's nursing. Being nasa, and if he did violate halacha and marry such a woman, yotzi lo yotziru lamin. He has to divorce her, and according to mayor, there's a knas, a penalty, that they can never be married again. So certainly, according to mayor, we're not going to give her the water, and because then the water would make her like permissible to him. That would be the way we go. But chachamim omrim, we learned this machloket in the Mishnah we did on Shabbos as well. But chachamim omrim, yotzi, the chachamim say no. He it's true he violated halacha, but his remedy is just to divorce her. Then when enough time has elapsed, he can remarry her. So therefore, according to the Chachamim, she would drink the water. She would drink the water to see whether she's permissible to him, even though he'll have to divorce her, but then it would permit them going forward. But again, that's not any of the halakha that we need. We're looking for Ilami. Let's keep our eyes peeled for Ilami. Baharova, Rova is a young man, Shanasa Akara, who's a Kena. He married a woman who was barren or menopausal. Ve'enlo Ishu Banimi Akara. He didn't have a wife or children from beforehand. Lo shotav lo metalik tuba. She also doesn't drink the water. Again, it's not a good shidduch. That's the shidduch is you need a woman that can bear children for him. Reb Lazar Omer, Yechohu Misa Acheret, Lefrod, Lerbot Himena. Reb Lazar says, look, you're right, this woman isn't so great, but he can take another wife on top of that. So she could drink the water. Now, Aval, when you're in the small Dalet, on Chafav Manala, 10 lines down, but if we take an earlier case, a person gave a warning to his arusa or his yavama, and then after he had consummated the marriage, then in other words, he gave the warning to her when she was an arusa. He gave the warning to her when she was yavama. But then he married. He went forward with both either one of those relationships, and then she had yichud with this guy. Oshota olona tal kuba. Then that's it. Then she drinks, or she's out the door. He says, "Now, let's say the woman was, you know, pregnant or was nursing from his own child. Oshota olom talakuba. That he's allowed to be with her. So, but she has to drink or lose the ksuba. And the point being here, though, the Rashi has a point on the third white line of Rashi. Uberet atzmo sheisha uberet bikini ba. But the later on Rashi says." Where is it? On the fourth wide line. Oh, Shotot, the lower mina, the lichtlay of lot. We don't say we don't want to potentially kill the offspring. In other words, if she's going to go through the drinking and then she was Mizana, then the offspring's going to die. But we say, no, tough luck. He says, now, on the other small part, back in the Gemara, Harovesh Akaro's Kena, let's say he's the young guy, you know, with full of vitality, he married Akaro's Kena, he has a wife, he has kids already. So he did Piri of Rivya, Oshota, Olona Talakuba. Then she's like anybody else. So then she would drink, or she'd forfeit her ksuba. Now, we're getting more. Ancient Mamzer, the Mamzer. Let's say the Shidduch was, you have a Mamzeret that was married to a Mamzer. So he says, in other words, that's permissible. A Mamzeret, marry a Mamzer. The Ancient Natin, the Natin. Or it's a woman that's permissible, permitted to marry the Natin, and to marry to Natin. Natin is a Givoni. And David HaMelech had asked them on Kol Yisrael, the Eishet Ger of Eved Shukvar, or let's say a man was married to a Gioret, or I didn't say right, I'm sorry, Eishet Ger, a woman was the wife of a convert. He said, the Eved Shukvar, a person was the wife of a freed slave. Well, a freed slave is the same thing as a Ger. The Iloni, or one was an Iloni, you know, here's the key line that we need. Oshota, Olono Telakuba. The last line of the Brisa says, if a man is married to an Iloni, she drinks or she forfeits the ksuba. So that sounds, we said before, according to Nachman, when he said Iloni, everybody agrees that she doesn't drink. And here the Brisa says an Iloni does drink. So that's a steer. Rav Nachman's an Amora, and here we see a Tana that says that the Iloni does drink. So Tani, that's the end of the Brisa. So Tani Mia, Iloni, so we learn Iloni. So Tiyufta is Rav Nachman. So it sounds like Rav Nachman is all up the shluck. That's the way it sounds. So Amalach Rav Nachman would say to you, Tanayim. Rav Nachman would say, it's a machloket Tanayim, whether there is or is not a machloket about an Iloni. He says, and that Tana disagrees with me. That Tana indeed holds that an Iloni does drink. And so within then that Tana's opinion, so we could say that that's also part of Machlokes of the Gemara. But he says, I, Rav Nachman, I agree with the following Tana. The following Tana, according to Rav Nachman, holds that everybody agrees that Ilan Eid never drinks. And let's see the other Tana. And I'll pause and just when we get to the bottom of the Amud, we'll take a little bit of a break, okay? So he says, is that all right or not? Okay. He says, but another Ami Ki Tana. I say like the following Tana. The Tani, the Dirt in the Braitha, Rav Shimon Lazar Omer, Ilan Eid Lo Shota Lo Telekuba. That and now the Rav Shimon Lazar only mentions the Ilan Eid. He doesn't mention the Zakena, and he doesn't mention the Akara. So we assume that there, by the Zakena and the Akara, he admits that there's Machloke. But the Ilan Eid holds that she can't drink, and she doesn't get her tshuva. Shneamar v'niktav in Izra Azara. That as a result of drinking the water, if she's innocent, so she'll you know, have children. Nisha Darkal Azri, it's talking about the woman who is in the parsha to have children. Yes, she's in Darkal Azri. I suppose this woman who is totally mufta from that. And again, the other women at one point in time were able to be fertile. He says, the Rabbanan now, the Kami means the Tana that disagrees with Rav Shimon Lazar. So, according to Rav Shimon Lazar, the Ilan Eid never drinks. So, in other words, so Rav Shimon Lazar will learn that even Rav Lazar in our Mishnah holds that the Ilan Eid doesn't drink. Nobody holds the Ilan Eid drinks. But the previous Tana held that the Ilan Eid could drink, presumably according to Rav Lazar. So the Gemara says, for Rabbanan, the other Tana, what does it do with that pasuk that says when you drink, so now you'll be fertile, you'll have kids? So in other words, he says he doesn't learn it to exclude the Ilan Eid. So he says, so he needs it like we learned in the Braisa. The Niktavin is Razara, Shemaita Akara, Nikkedit the Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva says it means that if the woman was barren, now she'll have kids. Amalo Rabbi Shmuel, in pain, Yisachu Kol Ha'akaro, Yitaku. So Shmuel said, if that's the case, so all the women who are having fertility problems, they'll have their husband, provoke their husband to make a warning, and then they'll be alone, and then they'll drink the water, and then they'll have kids. Rizu Hoel Belo Nistera, and this woman who's from and doesn't want to do that, doesn't want to have geek with a man, if Sita will lose out. So what is the Niktavnes Mazara? She might tell you, let it be Tzahar, you let it be Reva. It means if she had a lot of pain in childbirth, she'll be able to give childbirth with less pain. Nikavo, you let it Tzahar. If she only gave birth to female, now she could do male. Okay, we'll talk. Tzaharim, you let it Aruchim. If there were short kids, now they'll be tall kids. So that seems more preferable. Shorim, dark complexion, you let it Levanim. Now she'll have light complexion. Okay. Let's just summarize what we did, and we'll take some questions, comments, or thoughts, and then I want to see something from the sheet, and then we'll go further, okay? So, again, so we learned in the Mishnah that we did on the Chavdalid, which was on Shabbos, when we went over it again at the beginning of today's Daf. So, we said that there's a machloki between Tanakama and Rav Lazar, whether an island eats Kena, and Shaina really lay, whether they drink or don't drink. According to Tanakama, they don't drink. It's not a ruhi to have a shidduch with these women, so we want them to go. And Rav Lazar says, look, the man can take another wife, and he can have this on the side, so it's nishkan fair enough, as we would say. So Rav Nachman says, yeah, that applies. Now here, the Gemara has a little bit of a different case in the Mishnah, but Rav Nachman says that applies. It's an akara or a zakena. So akara Rashi takes it as a woman was fertile, and then through an injury, she became akara. So in the Mishnah we had where she took a potion, and she became infertile. But either way, was fertile at one point in time. But Ilan Eid, a woman who was never fertile and will never be fertile, then according to Rav Nachman, everybody agrees she doesn't drink. That's what we said. Then we quoted a whole long Braisa, and it came up from the Braisa. The time of the Braisa says that Ilan Eid, she drinks. So that's Akasha, obviously, against Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, right, that Braisa is against me, but I hold like a different Tana. I like it will hold like the following Tana, Rav Shimon Lazar. Shimon Lazar says, then Ilan Eid doesn't drink. But apparently Rav Shimon Lazar holds the other women could drink. So that being the case, So Rav Shimon Lazar would be the Tana that Rav Nachman is lined up with. And the reason she doesn't drink is because the Nikabit is Rav Zara, that she'll drink and then she'll have children. So the Gemara takes it that if somebody that's in the Parsha at 1.5 at least to have children, the irony was never in the Parsha to have children, so she's out of the loop. Then the Gemara says, but what does the other Tana learn with Nikabit as Zara? It's like it teaches that, well, it was my folks in Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Either she's barren, she'll have children according to Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Shmuel, she'll have greater ease in giving birth, greater bracha, the children will be better, you know, light complexion, shorter, male children over female children. That the Gemara takes it, that's more credible. Okay. Okay, one second. Okay. Now, we'll take a minute. All right, let me give you a shot. So the way we could explain it is that the females, you know, you're more concerned that something happens to a female, you know, somebody might violate them or something like that. So the male children, less agita with the male children. That's the pshat we'll say with the Gemara. Okay. Now let me just do a little piece from the Al Hadaf. So the Gemara Masechet Bracho on Daf Lamed Aleph, you know, expounds on Chana's prayer for a child. So Chana has a tefila that she needs a child, and that's the Haftorah we have in Rosh Hashanah. So Chana employs the double term in Ra'o Tireh. If you take note of the suffering of your maidservant, which the Gemara interprets as being the kind of pressure to Hashem, so to speak, that she's not granted a child outright, she would resort to cunning, force the hand of Hashem, so to speak. She threatens to seclude herself with a strange man, but not sin with him, causing her husband to suspect her as a sota. Then she'll be brought to Bez and be given the sota drink, and she'll be blessed with a child as promised by the Torah. So if you listen to my tefillah, fine. Otherwise, I'm going to sort of connive to be an accused sota. I'm going to drink the water, and then I'll have this bracha. That's what the Chana says to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the Mefarshim questioned the feasibility of Chana's plans. How could she threaten to seclude herself with a strange man in violation of the Easter of Yichud? Right, that's what the Gemara said over here. And our Gemara said that Rabbi Shmuel said, this is Bezu, Hoda Belo Nisra, Hefsina. This one, who is not going to... Right, Rashi says on the 10th hour line, Bezu, Ko Ish Tznua, Akaram, Shemlo Nisra, Hefsina. So the from the one is going to lose out. So in answer, the Chasam Sofer points out it is possible for a woman to become sota without violating the Easter of Yichud as follows. As mentioned in the previous stop, Tosfos Shas asserts that seclusion with a man constitutes stira, even if the door is left open facing the Shisha Rabin, and even if their husband is in town, Bala Begir, despite the fact there is generally no Easter Yichud under these certain conditions. So there is a way to violate the Easter Yichud vis-a-vis the Dinam Sota, but not vis-a-vis the Dinam of Yichud in general. Similarly, the Rambam says that if a man warns his wife against seclusion with two men, she becomes Sota if she disregards his warning, even though there's generally no Easter Yichud if more than one man is present, unless the men are reputed to be prudes and promiscuous. Consequently, explains the custom so fair, it was possible for a Chana to become a Sota without violating Easter Yichud by secluding herself under one of the above three conditions. A, she could have secluded herself with more than one man. If the husband said to her, right, if the husband says, I don't want you to be alone with Reuben and Shimon, and Reuben and Shimon, let's say, are tell me to come in, or she could have left the door ajar, the door to Rishis Rabin's open, or she could have secluded herself when her husband was in town, and the Gemara takes it like when the husband's in town, every moment you're afraid he's going to walk in the door. So there is a way that you can be a sota and not violate the dinim of Yichud vis-a-vis the general dinim of Yichud, but violate the kinoi. Okay, who's got questions, comments, and thoughts?
I do. Else?
Okay, but it's Malka. Okay,
let's see. So is the husband limited in any way from whom he could, about whom he can tell her not to be alone with? Like, could she tell him not to be alone with her father or her brother?
We did this on Shabbos in the Mishnah. We should have been there, Malka.
I didn't see it on Shabbat.
Yeah, okay. If you read the Mishnah, it was there. But we're going to do it again this evening. Okay, we're going to do it again this evening. We'll see in another 20 lines. Okay? Okay. So okay. Now, any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay. So let's go further in the bar, and then we're going to take a brief break and go downstairs in a few minutes. And stay tuned for the Zoom crowd. Okay. But meanwhile, we'll go forward. Okay.
Now, who do you have up there?
Okay. Now, I'll show you the Zoom people who we have. Okay. Here you have Gabriel, and here you have Yosef, and here you have me. That's who we got. All right. But we have a nice crowd on the Zoom crowd. It looks like I have, let me see how many people I got here. Let me see.
Six
on the Zoom. Okay, let's see further. Now, so we're around eight lines above it gets wide. I'm puff, puff, but Aleph. Eishet mam's here, mam's here. Now, the Mishnah said, this is going on the Brisa. So we did this long Brisa. So the Gemara is going to explain some items in the Brisa, and then we're going to go back to explaining the Mishnah. So the Brisa said, Eishet mam's here, mam's here. Let's say you have a Shidduch. The mamzeret married the mamzer. So that's a wonderful shidduch. Everybody's happy. Everybody has what they could appeal about that. And the mamzer can give a kinui to his wife and say, you know, Mrs. Mamzeret, or Mrs. Mamzer, whatever, I don't want you to be alone with anybody. So he says, so she drinks the water. So the Gemara says, obviously she drinks the water. So I might have thought, we don't want them to have a shidduch because we don't want to create more mamzerim in the world. If the mamzer is married to mamzeret, all the kids are mamzerim. We don't want more mamzerim in the world. So we want to, you know, we want everybody to separate. So I would have thought such a thing. Says Kamash Malon. So Kamash Malon Tana says, no, that they be together. And even though, if you look at Rashi, there's around the 10th narrow line, in Rashi, 15th narrow line, lo leipush psulin, lo nasich lo beneim, halabai, lo yifra, lo yir, beho, before they come mamzerim. Like, they shouldn't be allowed. We don't want all these mamzerim in the world. You know, the halacha is, when you have a bris, so there's the tefillah we say at a bris. So kayemen ayel lazeh la biblimo. You should sustain this child to his parents. If the child's a mamzer, you don't say kayemen ayel lazeh la biblimo, because we don't want all the mamzerim in the world. But that's the way that goes. Okay. All right. Let's see further in the Gemara. Now again, this is working with the brisa. Eishet ger ve'eved b'shufrar, and then we have an ilumi for the Bach takes it out. So let's say you have a ger married somebody he's allowed to marry. In other words, the ger can marry, he says, or an Asian ger, he can marry, in other words, a regular Jew. The ger can marry a regular Jew. He can't marry, maybe not, but the ger can marry, you know, regular Jew. The Eved Meshukra, or if it's a freed slave, is also a ger and he married somebody. So they can, you know, issue a kinui to the wives, and then they would drink. And then we had the case, according to this Tana, if the wife is an island, he'd also drinks. So focusing on the first two cases, and the Bach takes that island here. Shita, obviously, if a ger or an Eved Meshukra has a wife and he wants to, you know, warn her, then she drinks the soda water. So Ma'u Detema, the Verobanes Shovelo gave him. I might have thought, if you look at the Psukim in Parsha Naso, where it tells us the dinam of the sota, it says the Verobanes Shovelo speaks to Bnei Israel. So Bnei Israel is usually like the, you know, like the Jews who are Jews, like going back with the bloodlines, the low gerim, not convert. So the Tana Mishnah is teaching me that that's not the case. Indeed, a ger can is in his parsha. The ema hafanani. So maybe taka. What's wrong? This is a good line of argument. So the amarta regu. So there's an extra word. The beil b'nisfel be amarta lihem. We also had we learned from this document regu earlier. The amarta is a regu. In other words, the amarta there's something else. You'll speak. I mean, there's another group of speakers, so it's also the gayer. Okay, then, Eishet Koin Shota Vekulei. So this is going back, I think, to the Mishnah at this point, right? So in the Mishnah, let's go back to the Mishnah. Yeah, so now we're done with the Brice, we're back to the Mishnah. I'll go a few more lines, and we'll go downstairs. So Eishet Koin Shota Muteret Babala. We said the wife of the Koin drinks the Sota water, and she's permissible to her husband. Let's see back in the Gemara. So, two lines of work that's wide. So, Eishet Koin Shota Vekulei. Eishet Koin Shota Vekulei, obviously. So, Ma'u Detema, Hilo Nepasa, Asura, Hanepasa, Yuteret. So, I might have thought like this. If you look at the Sukkim, it says, if the woman had an affair, but Hilo Nepasa, she wasn't forced into it, so then she's going to be a Zona, then she'll be guilty. He said, but, if she's forced, from that pasuk we learn that if a woman, garden variety woman who's married, is forced to have relations with, you know, rape, you know, against her will, then she's still permissible to the husband. But the wife of Cohen is not that way. The wife of Cohen, under any circumstance, she has relations with somebody outside the marriage, even if it was forced, she's prohibited. So the Eshet Kohen, I would think she falls under a different set of halachot. He says, Eim alotishta. I would think that she doesn't drink Tamash Malan. So Tana teaches she does. So here the Gemara doesn't explain why it isn't that way, but the argument would be that if we look at the Pesukim and the Chumash, it says if it's the type of woman who, if she voluntarily does it, she's Mizana, but if she's forced, she's not, then she drinks the Sota water. That's what it sounds like. So I would think an Eshet Kohen's not included that. So Tana Mish says, no, Tamash Malan. Now, Mutar Labala, so the Eshet Kohen, he warns the Eshet Kohen, and she drinks the water, and then if she's innocent, then she's permissible to her husband. So the second wide line, yeah, the Eshet Kohen. So Pshita, obviously, she drinks the water, and everything's good, then of course she's permissible. Amar Rav Huna, the Nidavna. So Rav Huna says, no, the Mishnah's talking about she drank the water, and now she starts wasting away. So the Gemara says, "Nidavna, how about Kumaya?" But if she's wasting away, that means she was
Sota.
Right. She was tested by the water. She is a Sota, and of course she can't be with him anymore. No. So the Gemara says, "Nidavna derech evarim." It means that she's wasting away, but not. There was in the Torah it says that if she's a Sota, so like her thigh is going to waste away, her stomach's going to think, not the thigh, not the stomach. Other limbs are having difficulties. It says, "Mao de tema." I might have thought, Hazaluyah and I might have thought, you know, maybe she was Mizana. He says, but who am I if the orthang? And the reason the water didn't work the way it normally would work, becomes the onus than I. Maybe I would have thought like this, you know what? She's a Kohen, and things are a little different with a Kohen. Maybe she was Mizana, but it was against her will. So maybe in that case, at least wasting away, but not the normal way of wasting away. According to a Kohen, so it's prohibited. That's what I would have thought. So in other words, it's the wife of Kohen, she drinks the water, and she's got other health problems. And I would have thought, you know, other health problems, maybe the other health problems are from the Sota water. You're right. And maybe, I'm thinking in my mind, maybe she was Mizana, but was forced. And therefore, it's not like the normal Sota case, it's the irregular Sota case. The Tama Shulan. So the Mishnah is teaching me, no, that's not the case. In other words, if she's having other problems with other organs, she needs to see a doctor. Not for the Sota water, and indeed she's not in any way guilty of that, and she can be back with her husband. Okay, two more lines, then we'll go downstairs. Okay, and then we'll be up to Malka's question. Okay, Eshet Saris Shota, the wife of Saris drinks. Now Saris is an infertile man. She drinks. So Pshita, obviously she drinks. This is again the Mishnah. So Ma'ol Taman Baladei Sheikh Amarakana. He says I might. Now it means. He's a Saris. This gets a little explicit here, but Rashi talks about like in other words, he's able to have relations with her, but he's right. He can't really ejaculate. So he says, "Ma'udatema mi baladei yishecha marafana." I might have thought that he says you had relations with somebody besides your husband. He says, "Vahila barhasi," who the husband's not in a situation where he can have relations with her. Kamishvala, no, he is. He's not ejaculating, but. He's in the parsha. Okay, we're going to go downstairs. Don't go anywhere, Zoom people. We'll be back in 2 minutes, and we'll pick it up. Okay, I'm going to leave the recording going.
We can unmute. No, so don't leave it going.
Okay,
Zoom people.
Thank you. You're
Ruth, you in particular.
You're being recorded.
Yeah, that's okay. Talk. Yes.
I don't like being recorded with this.
You should turn it on.
I'm going to mute and call you.
Okay.
All right, so I have another question. If the wife of a Kohen is raped and she has to divorce her husband, does she get her ketubah?
One second. Okay, he's coming down. So, you mean, and he divorces her, does she get the ksuba? So, I don't know how to say no.
You're calling me?
She seems pretty innocent in that whole thing. So, I would think that she does, but I'm not 100% certain. Okay, one second. All right, we're setting up shop again.
I'll take that.
Thank you. Anyway, we're back in session. Okay, so we're on Tuf of Manala on the bottom line. Okay, so 26a, Tuf of Manala, page 51. Okay, so now the verse says, Aidekul Arayat Mekanim. So I think this is what you asked me before, Malta. It says that you do kinin in warning for any arayat. And it was like, you warn a woman not to be alone with her father or with her brother or something like that. So the Gemara says, Pshita, that's obvious that I could do that. The turn page on the top line, on this is page 52, okay? Excuse me. So I would have thought, the Torah says nitma twice. So, echad l'baal v'chad l'boel, meaning it teaches me that she's prohibited to the husband and she's prohibited to the man that she had relations with outside of marriage. So I would have thought, echad kamitzra v'haznot. And he says, so it only applies if she became prohibited as a result of this zanus action. Abal ha, in the case where he says, don't be alone with one of the erevos, he says, hoil ba'asura b'kaima, she's already prohibited to him, aim alone, it's kamash b'lon. So in other words, I would think like this, that in other words, that the dinim of sota and kinui only apply if the person who he's saying don't be alone with could be asered as a result of his warnings, and then if she would be mizana with him. But the father, erva, all these incestuous relations, she's prohibited anyway. So I would think that you can't do kinui for them, I would think. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. So therefore, the Mishnah teaches me that's not the case. So the Mishnah is teaching me, it's just that the din is, if you look in Rashi, the fourth white line, Kamashvalan, the chiyata kra legufa ata, the hechadenu karovla, nesar la de kinui zeh. He's just saying that, indeed, if she's alone with somebody who is permitted to, now she's prohibited, or somebody who was not prohibited to her through erva. So then and she would have relations with him. Then she becomes prohibited to him. It's not coming. Excuse me, the relatives. Say again. Repeat again. Say what? Asur the Baal, Asur the Boel. Yeah, this is Hamshah. Is that the same? Asur the Baal, Asur. Okay, now, on line four, Kutzmana Katan Bechulai. So we said, but the husband can't issue a kinui, don't be alone with his 5-year-old or something like that. Ish Amarach Manavalo Katan. Says Ish. In other words, it has to be an Ish. So he says, on Rashi, the second arrow line, or third arrow line, Vishakav ishota, that a man lied with her, but it means he has to be an adult. Now, Vishaino ish, the new Timai. Now, the Tana Mishnah said, so I think we answered your question, Malka, right? Malka? All right, anyway.
Yes, you answered my question. I just have to unmute in order to answer you.
Okay. All right, now we're going further. Now, it says, now, the Mishnah said also that you can do kinui to anybody except for a katan, the she'eno ish. Let's see the line in the Mishnah. He says, if you look on Chafdal and Amadala, it's around 20 lines down. You can give a warning for any of the arayot, chutzman a katan, except for a katan, umi she'eno ish. Somebody who's not a man. So we don't know what is Mishaino Ish. So I told you already on Shabbos, but yeah, that's it. Okay. So let's take a look back in the Gemara. So Mishaino Ish, the Miyutim, back on Chafav and Bez, line 5. Mishaino Ish, the Miyutim, what is Eino Ish? What is it? The person's not a man. Who is that? So Elim Lamuti Shachuf. Maybe it's to exclude Shachuf is a man who's impotent. And Rashi says Shachuf is shebesaron nishchaf a kalav yaveish, like somehow like his flesh is like I don't know, flaking away. Beinibo koach, he doesn't have strength. Maybe that's the case. Sheino ish. It's interesting. Like it's like what do they call it in machismo, right? Like you know, like the man is like you know. Anyway, so it's lamutik shachuf. But Amar Shmuel, but Shmuel says shachuf mekani al yado. Shmuel says if it's a shachov, you could issue a kinui to, in other words, I don't want you to be alone with, you know, Reuven the shachov. That's a valid kinui. And uposel b'trum. In addition to which, the shachov, if he has relations with a woman and he's one of the psulim, he passes her in truma. So mekanan al yado pshita. So Gemara says that back that Shmuel says I can offer the warning with a shachov. That's obvious. So mahu detema b'shachavi shota shechvat zera marachmana. I would have thought the Torah says a man lied with her shechvat zera. That means like with semen. B'hala bar hachihu. He's not able to do that. He says kamashvalan. So kamashvalan in a chinami. That is so. That's not the candidate. And then, but we want to clean up this shot. Upo sale b'truma. He passes with truma if he's one of the psulim. In other words, if he's a man who, let's say, he'd be a mamzer or something like that, and he has relations with a bach kohen, he would passel her in truma, even though he's a shachot. He says, so pshita, so ma'u detema lo yichalel zaro amar achmana. He says, lo yichalel zaro, that's a pasuk. It's talking about the kohen gadol. He shouldn't marry somebody that's prohibited to him. But lo yichalel zaro, he'll desecrate his offspring. But it's a dalal lamed, so Chazal understand that not only by having relations with this woman does he, you know, invalidate his offspring, but he invalidates the woman. The woman also gets like a taint on her, and she'll, you know, ask her other people if she has relations with them. In other words, let's say he's a kohen gadol and he has relations with an almana. So now his zaro will be halalim. And this almana, let's say the kohen gadol will die and she'll be dollar almana. If the almana has relations with a regular kohen, also will be mechalal zaro. So he says, lo yichalel zaro amar achmana, de'id le'zera lichalel. So I would have thought somebody who can, you know, create progeny will desecrate the woman. Lately, zera lo lichalel, kamash malan. Okay, so again, we're trying to figure out what, okay, give me 1 second. So we're trying to figure out what the Mishnah means when it says that if a person's eno ish. So we thought possibly the pshat is if a person gives a warning to a woman not to be with this man who's a shachuf. The shachuf is an impotent man, but it sounds like similar to what we said before, that he can have relations, but he's not able to like ejaculate, have semen in her. So nevertheless, that's a valid kinui. So the Gemara says, so that can't be the case. And Shmuel says, mekanin al yado. And then Shmuel also said, uposel betruma, a person like that who's a shachuf, not in relation to the sota case, a regular case, if he's a shachuf, but he's a pasul, and he has relations with a woman, he passels her from... Right, if she has relations with this guy, and he's a mamzer, and he's a shachuf, then she can't eat the truma. So he says, so the Gemara says, that's obvious. He's a pasul. So I would have thought the Torah says, lo yichalel zaro. The Torah says, the pasuk that teaches me that there's a taint that attaches to the man and the woman if they have relations with one another. Lo yichalel zaro. They won't desecrate their progeny. He says, and this person is not able to having progeny. So I would have thought that maybe he's not included. So kamash malan is. Okay. So that candidate is off the list. Okay, we're going moving on. Any questions, comments, thoughts on anything I did so far? Okay, I'm going to move on. Okay, so we're on 20 lines down on Chafavim Beis. Okay, Be'ela Lemiute Obeid Kokavim. So our second choice is Misha Enoish. It's interesting what the case is that the Gemara says, and the person's not a man. So we're thinking like the person's like the Shachof, we thought, and now the person thinks it's like the Goy, the non-Jew. He says, Vahama Rav Hamnuna. So just like Shmuel said before with the Shachuf, Rav Hamnuna says with the Goy, a man can issue a warning to his wife, I don't want you to be alone with Ignatius or, you know, or Salvatore, but and uposel betruma. So the Goy will pass the truma. That would be an example of somebody who's Asur, and if he has relations with the Bat Kohen, so they'll pass her with truma. So it's obvious the Gemara says that mekanan al yado. So mahu detema nitma shtei pa'amim. So I would have thought that again, similar to what we said before, it says in the parsha nitma twice, echad l'baal v'echad l'boel, meaning that the woman, if she has relations with this person, So she's prohibited to the husband, that's one nitmah, and prohibited her also to the paramour. He says, Heichad Chamitzra Bahaznut. I would have thought that the Torah is addressing itself to where if she would have relations with this person, as a result of the relation, she becomes prohibited to him. That's what the Torah is addressing. Abalha, but with the non-Jew, Hovas Sura Bataima, he's already from the get-go prohibited to her. Imalo, I would have thought he's not included, non-Jew is not included in the Parsha of Sota, Kamashvalan. So therefore, Rav Amnuna teaches me, no, he is included in the Parsha of Sota, and we could say it's similar to what we did before.
A father or brother.
Yeah. So he says, right. So now, Uposel Batruma, if you have relations with this non-Jew, he puzzles with Truma, that's pretty obvious, so Pshita. So Ma would detain him, I would have thought like this. Ubat Kohen Kifila Izar Marachmana. It says, if a Bat Kohen, if she has relations with an Izar, she can't go back to eating Truma. So I would have thought the Bar Havaya in, if it's Havaya is a code word, it means marriage. So if it's somebody that she's susceptible to having a marriage bond with, then that would passel her that she can't go back to eating truma. La bar havaya lo. But if it's not somebody she can have a marriage bond with, I would think not. Tamash malan, the pasel means Rabbi Yochanan. So therefore, Rav Amnuna teaches that no, the non-Jew passels her. And again, we're moving away from our main topic. The non-Jew passels her based on what Rabbi Yochanan teaches me. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan said, and he had a Masorah from the Tan of Rabbi Shmuel, Minayin lo beit kohavim ve'evet shebawa al kohenet ve'al halaviyah ve'al bat Yisrael. How do we know if a non-Jew or an Eved, an Eved Kanani, had relations with the Kohenet or bat Kohen, or about Levi, or about Yisrael, shepaslua, meaning they're going to passel all those women from marrying Kohen and from ever eating truma. He says, Shenamar, ubat Kohen kitia almana ugrusha. If a bat Kohen will be an almana or a grusha, he says, then she, what? Okay, I need everybody. Somebody's unmuting themselves. They got to get muted again. One second. Let's help. I see someone. Ruth, you unmuted yourself, but now you're muted. Okay. Now, okay. So now, this is Ubat Kohen, yeah, Amana Grusha. So it says if a Bat Kohen, let's say Bat Kohen is busy eating Truma, and she marries a non Kohen, fine. Now she can't eat Truma anymore. But let's say she's an Amana Grusha, and she has no children. She goes back to her father's house. So, so I would think that, so the Lima Rabbi Yochanan is, if it's somebody that she had relations with, that she could be an almana for, she could be a grusha for, yetsu vei kukavim ve'eved, as opposed to the obei kukavim ve'eved, shein lo amana v'gerushin ba. So she can't be an almana or a grusha from a non-Jew, so there he's going to apostle her. All right, anyway. Let's just summarize again what we did. So again, we're looking for the candidate. We're trying to figure out what's shot in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that you give kinui to any man, regarding any man, unless a katan you can't. Misha and oish. Somebody's not an ish. So what's misha and oish? So we thought a shakuf, the impotent, and that was dead letter. Then we thought the non-Jew, and that was a dead letter. So back in the Gemara, so what is the Tana trying to say? What's the Mishanoish? Amara Papa Miyuti Behema. So in other words, if he says, the husband says he's been spending too much time with Fido, I don't want to be alone with Fido anymore. So that's not a kinui. In other words, you're not called a zona, you know, with a behema. So it's not the greatest, but you're not a zona for that. So okay now. Amalei Ravim Parzikai Rabashi. It has no impact on her truma status. Okay, now. So Amalei Ravim Parzikai Rabashi. Where did Chazal get this? That Ein Znut Bebehema. Let's see, Rashi says. If you look at Rashi, 10 lines of over, it's right. Ein Znut Bebehema. Ein Anasei Zona Bila Behema. Ein Anasei Rabala. If she has relations with the animal, so she's not a zona as a result. But zona is a halachic status. She's not a zona. And she's not an asra on her husband if she had relations with Fido during the day. Okay, now, let's see back on Gemara. So Amarle Rav Parzikai Ravashi, Minaha Milz Dam Rabbanan Ein Znut Bebehema. Where do we know that, where does Chazal get it, that Ein Znut Bebehema, the thief, lo tavi ednan zona mechir kelev, you know, bein Hashem ol kechel v'ol neder. don't bring an etnan zona is like that which you pay a zona. In other words, let's say a person brings a sheep to a zona because he wants services. I said the sheep is the payment to the zona. That sheep can never be used as a korban. That's an etnan. And then mechir kelev, that which was swapped for a dog. So if the sheep was swapped for a dog, that sheep can never be used as a korban. That's what the Torah says. Lo tabi etnan zona mechir kelev gomer. The Tanya etnan kelev mechir zona mutarim. So we learn the brisa. Let's say I flip over the terms etnan kelev. So Rashi learns. Etnan kelev. So Rashi learns six lines from the bottom. Shema adam omer lezona helech kelev yibali lekalbi. Let's say I give a sheep to a zona and say I want you to have relations with my dog. So that etnan kelev umechir zona. That dog. So if I give a sheep to a zona, I say I want you to have relations with my dog. That sheep is permissible as a korban. And then umechir zona. Rashi says if I have a shifcha as a zona, and I swap her for a sheep. So that's also mutar. That's also permissible the korban. Shneimar gam shneihem. So this is both of them, which is etzanonim of kekelev. Shnayim v'lorba. There's only two cases, not four cases. So memela we've seen that this ein zanus b'behema because if that's not called, it says, in other words, if it would be znus, it would be an etnan zona, but if we don't call it znus, to have relations with the animal, so it's just an etnan kelev. Okay, now, so back in the Gemara, so we resolved our issues with the Mishnah. Now, the Gemara just wants to clean up one last point, and then we'll be good for the day. Now, we said that you could be kinui with the shachuf. You can give warning not to have relations with, or not to be alone with the impotent man. So if that's the case, the Gemara is bothered. So if the Torah's dinim, I can even give a warning not to be alone with the shachuf, but the Torah says, you know, v'shachavi shotah shechvat zera, and the shachuf is not capable of having shechvat zera with these, an impotent. So why does the Torah have that term, shechvat zera? Shechvat zera lamali. So mibay leilat netanya, I need the term shechvat zera for the following brisa. He says, shechvat zera prat davar acher. Shechvat zera is to exclude something else, my davar acher. Amar of sheshet prat the shekini la shlo kedarka. The Sheshet wants to say that the term shechvat zera is excluding if the husband warns her not to be alone with Ploni, and he says, because I don't want you to have relations with him, shlo kedarka, unnatural sex, like, you know, anal sex. Sounds, or that's what the Gemara thinks. So that's why he says, like, shechvat, that's not called shechvat zera. In other words, that's not called shechvat zera. Right, that's what we think. In other words, when I say it's like shechvat zera, I'm trying to prevent normal sex, not unnatural sex. So Amalei Rava, shlo kedarka, mishkabei ishaktiv. But Rava says, but the Torah says, the answer of Harlot Shkab Mishkevei Isha. That's this week's Parsha Shavua, this week's Sakhari Mot Kedoshim. Mishkevei Isha. So Chazal teaches Mishkevei Isha, the lawings of a woman, whether it's like, you know, normal sex or anal sex, that's called Mishkevei Isha. So that would be included in the prohibition. So Elamar Rava, Prat L'Shekin La Derech Ivar. When you think that Shekhvah Zer is added, teach me to exclude the case where he says, I don't want you to be alone with X because I'm afraid just that you'll touch each other, you know, derech ivarim. So Amalei Abaye, pritut ba'almehi, that's just pritzah. So that's, you know, he says, pritut mi asar rafon. Torah doesn't ask, in other words, pritzah is a good thing, but it's not right, it's sota, right. So Elomar Abaye, prat, the shekini la b'neshika. So Abaye says, it's to exclude the case where he gives the warning, I don't, Meshika is where, like the Aver just touches the woman. In other words, that's Meshika. So he says, I'm giving a warning, and but not Lamanishita. So Haniklaman Damar Hara Zuachnasaratara. So Ha'ara is when you have relations with relations like beginning relations. So according to the opinion, that's Hachnasaratara, where the man's organ begins to penetrate the woman. Upon the Shika below clothing, the Shika is nothing. So a high nudatikralam within the Shika. So then it makes sense. So it means that if a man gives warning with a woman, then I don't want you to have like relations with him like through Nishika, so then that's nothing al pi halacha, so that wouldn't count as a kinu, as a warning. So and then indeed we could even learn from here that Nishika is nothing. Then everything is fine. And that's why we need Mishkabe Isha. Ella Laman Damar Ha'ara Zu Nishika. But according to another opinion, Ha'ara is when we refer to Ha'ara, that means Nishika. Now Ha'ara is all over the Torah. It says, if you look in Rashi, 3 lines from the bottom, Hara is the same as Gmar Bia. He says, so Hara means it's the beginning of the act. So one shot is it's like where there's some penetration, but the other is it's just Nishika. So he says, Elamanda Amar, 4 lines from the bottom, 5 lines, Elamanda Mar Hara Zunashika. So according to the opinion, this is Hara, which is the Torah, is the Shika. And that, according to that opinion, once you have Hara, it's like you have relations with the person and everything, and that's a kiss of death, Ma'ikilamemar. So what are you going to explain? Then what is coming to exclude here? So the Gemara says, Le'olam Shekin La'derechibar. The Gemara goes back to an explanation rejected before. It means the husband gave her a warning not to have any contact with the limbs with this man. Umar detained him and paid the Baal Italian Rafana. I would have thought, everything depends on what the husband is machmed about, what he's, what he wants to be stringent about. Ubal hakapi, the husband is machmed on that. Kamash malan. So kamash malan, that in a chinami, that even though he's machmed on that, that would not establish her to be a soto. That's the warning for her. Okay, so now let me just do story and that'll be it. Let me do story and then I'll speak to everybody. All right. We'll do one story. A certain Talmud in Austria once wished to marry a divorced woman. The fact that she was raising an infant from her first marriage didn't deter him at all. Since the Talmud knew the halakha, that one may not marry a divorcee until the child is 24 months old, they planned their wedding for exactly that date. So when it's 24 months, the child is 24 months old, we're getting married. This was not too long after he had met her, and the wedding was very lively and joyful. When one of the sages living in the Talmud's town heard about the event, he immediately objected. The scholar said, last year was a leap year, so his 24 months are actually short a month until the two-year limit. And Mordechai says clearly that if 1 year is a leap year, one must wait an extra month before getting married. He must divorce his new wife like anyone else who violates this prohibition. So it's quite a chas and a gift. The Talmud was shell-shocked. How could he possibly divorce his new wife? He decided to at least consult with another great chacham from his area. My colleague is technically correct that the Mordechai says you must wait the extra month. And if this was the only opinion, your wife would be in the category of Meinek Tzabero, woman who's still nursing his fellow Jew's child, and you would definitely need a divorce, as we see in Sota Chabad. This is not the only opinion, however. Goat Maimoniot holds that one need wait only 24 months, even if one of the years is a leap year. He proves this from the language of the Gemara. 24 months. So the Gemara say, I think Rashi said, did the Gemara say 24 months? One second. Let's go. Yeah, well, Rashi says, I don't see where the Gemara mentions Kaptalik months here. So he says here, if it is said 2 years, this would have implied that the opinion of Mordechai, the 24 months indicates when we marry up that many months, regardless of whether or not it adds up to a full 2 years. He concluded, but do you have any rely on this opinion? Okay, who wants to do that? Okay, now, all right, one second, let me get this down.